I think I was just told to do something. Something about a about my intro being about Trogdor. I'm not gonna do it. No, not gonna do it. Look, I may have been into Homestar Runner a long time ago, but it's just not my thing. I mean, watching cartoons is my thing. Politics, I find enjoyable. Food, I find enjoyable. Yeah, I'm just not gonna talk about how Trogdor could have been a man. Maybe he was a dragon man. Or maybe he was just a dragon, but you know what? No, I'm not a biologist, because I hate biology with a passion. With all my heart, I hate biology, because it's been so easy. But yeah, I'm not sure what he is, but all I know is he had the blazing passion. The blazing passion to burn peasants' huts! Just like how Stinko Man was like his Japanimated stereotype. Depicted it extremely well. Yeah. Because we're gonna kill stuff and make stuff awesome. Because we have blazing passion to make life for peasants difficult. Alright, enough about dragons. I don't feel like going into that. How totally lame I think Strong Bad Emails is, really. I guess maybe I need to clarify something about the short stories. I have decided against reading the rest of Space Santa because it sucks. It's poorly written. It was obviously written under the influence of, oh my goodness, I have to finish this tomorrow. Yeah, so it didn't come out very well. Very good, I mean. And it isn't very good. I mean, it's like whole sections of it is just Fist of the North Star, and how much I love Fist of the North Star. It's revealed, because, like, I have the homosexual bikers and everything. It's kind of enjoyable, but it's just awful. I'm not proud of it at all. I realized that after going over what I have read yesterday, and while actually getting down, listening to my own show. I probably should do that while editing, but I try to do this with as little editing as possible, because I know that while I'm speaking, I can't really do a lot of editing. Yeah. So. Anyways, what have I been doing? I have been in... The reason why this is so late is because I have been involved in the school play and all sorts of things like that. That's a horrible excuse. I know, coming home at 7 to 10 o'clock at night, I should be able to do something, but, can't really, well, I could quit, but I'd already made a commitment, and being the half-man I am, or supposedly, I will carry through. Yeah, I carry through with my commitments, supposedly, even though I actually slept through half the play one time. I had to run to the play, yeah. Oh, the play was kind of fun. They talked about how young people are evil. So, I mean, it was my kind of play. How horrible these kids are and how they need to get off my lawn and all that. This is not fun. Not fun at all! What am I going to do? What am I going to talk about for a while? Google 13? Holic? Code Geass? Maybe I will. I'll talk about them. Maybe I'll throw in a little bit of Macross Frontier. Yeah, that'll be fun. Let's see, what else am I gonna do? I guess in the end I'll just summarize the rest of Space Santa. Just for if anyone is curious to know about the end. Oh man. It's so horrible how I did not finish Space Santa. Because I know everyone wanted to hear the end of Space Santa. I'm sorry.
In any disaster, your livestock needs protection too. In case of nuclear attack,
this boy all on DX.
Right now, as you're watching this program, suppose you suddenly heard,
I can't believe you've never watched movies. Go see Jaws. Are you stupid?
The wail of the alert. Would you know what to do first?
Destroy all podcasts. DX.
Fill all available bottles with
DX.
If no shelter is available,
who cares?
Before the radioactive fallout reaches your area, go to
DestroyAllPodcastDX.com.
One of them likes to drink a lot, too.
He is a truck driver, an alcoholic, and he gets his own giant robot to pilot.
But what can you do? Remember, the important point about radioactive fallout is
Destroy All Podcasts DX is your source for thoughtful, irreverent, opinionated reviews of anime and Asian media, as well as the occasional cult film and
Screw Crusher Punch!
More shielding between you and the radiation, more protection. There are many things you can improvise if you have the time.
Destroy All Podcasts DX.
The most intense
podcast
ever created on Earth.
Alright, now I'll be getting into some shows I've been watching this season, basically because I'm lazy. For the longest time, I was not keeping up with the new shows. I think I was just not interested, and I was just watching a bunch of old stuff. So then when I realized that they had released the new season of Code Geass, I'm like, oh man, I gotta get on the ball, dude. Where have I been? No. It was when I realized that they had screened the first episode of Gogo 13, which I will get into first. I got into the other shows, two shows I'll be talking about, when a friend of mine talked to me about Code Geass, which is Zim from Most Manly Anime Blog or whatever, because I don't read his... Yes, I do read his blog post, but yeah, it was thanks to him that I found out I could go back to my robot shows with pretty boys and people who are compared to Light from Death Note, even though I think that's not really a great comparison. Anyways, Gogo 13. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is so awesome. Ah, I love this show. This is so cool. Okay. Alright, Gogo 13's not that good, but I mean... Yes, it is. What am I trying to say? Just because the animation's a little bit questionable and all that doesn't... No, but this is... Okay. Well, I'm just rambling, I'm sorry. But here's my opinion. Gogo 13, amazing stuff. This is so much better than Naruto, and this is so much better than Bleach, and it's totally, totally kick-ass and awesome, because Gogo 13 is just so cool and expressionless even during sex, and like there's a cat who is like the only witness to his shot. I've only seen Episodes 1 and 2 subtitled. I don't believe episode 3 has been subtitled yet. I downloaded that just a few days ago, and I've yet to watch it because I've been so busy with studying, because I had some state testing. Oh well. That was the stupidest easy test I've ever taken. The only problem was that it was worth so much, and it would appear on my transcript that I took my time. Decided not to make any stupid mistakes, but that's just so easy compared to most of my tests. But yeah, Gogo 13, he's a man smarter than me. Oh my goodness, I admitted that someone is smarter than me. How is that possible? Because Gogo 13 is just that amazing. I know, I am the greatest debater, even though I've gone like 6 loss and 0 victories in debate, and all that good happiness losing in debate to a girl. Anyways, ignoring that. Gogo 13, I've never really talked about Gogo 13 on this podcast before because it's only now that I'm getting to see the TV show, because it's just got out and I've never actually gotten real in-depth to Gogo 13 before, only because I am just a teenager and it's not on my local shelves of the bookstore, so even if the clerk did not care how old I was, I couldn't get it. I think I've said this before, but the internet and my wallet are not interconnected. I did get to read Gogo 13 a little bit earlier before, while I was in a place of all places, Sin City, Vegas. My dad had to go to the library, and he just had to do stuff there. He had to get on the internet, because he doesn't have internet. And I was at the library, and I'm, like, just cruising through, seeing what they had. I'm like, oh, they had manga. I'll check that out. Gogo 13! Oh my goodness! I gotta read this! Started reading it, and it was totally amazing, and I loved it. And it gave me some soul to get through the totally boring days of Vegas. Of course, I never actually got to check it out. I just got to look at it, read a little bit, read about some Chinese kids protesting. Yeah, but Gogo 13, he is the bomb. He is everything I want to be and more, but I will never be able to be it because no person is being as cool as Gogo 13 is not humanly possible. I am not the Gogo 13 maniac. Well, I am. Well, not that big of a well-informed maniac. If you really want to hear someone who knows about his Gogo 13 and his big guns inside of women, go to listen to Anime World Order, because Daryl Surratt is really into... Yeah, Daryl Surratt, my hero in life. Yeah, my supposed hero in life. He really likes Gogo 13. They're all my heroes. Gerald is so cool. Clarissa's a woman, but she's still pretty cool. Yeah, Daryl really knows about his Gogo 13. First episode was where Gogo 13 had to shoot a person who had hijacked a plane. Second episode was where Gogo 13 had to assassinate this corporate big shot, and he did, but the police found out. I don't know what was up with that Gogo 13, but it turns out that the shot was impossible to make. The gun could do it, but no human could do it. No regular human could make the shot, so he got off the hook. And that's just how cool he is, because he's, like, amazing. Alright, so I've basically shamed Gogo 13 by talking about it, because I'm awful at reviewing stuff. Next up, Code Geass R2, or Season 2. I've been trying to watch this. I like Code Geass. I'll be honest about that. Despite all the fan service and all the slightly feminine male characters, even though I totally hate those, I like it. It's a military robot show that we don't get much of. I like Votoms more, because Votoms, I think, is just a better show, but I really found this enjoyable. I did not like how they did the, it's been 1 year and, oh, CC came in and, like, gave him back his memories because he had lost them. I thought that was kind of a stupid plot device. Yeah, it's interesting. Despite all the girls wearing bunny outfits, I'm excited about watching the next episode. Alright. What else am I on? Oh yeah, Holic. Holic, XXX Holic. which just sounds cool, even though they say holic. I don't know what's up with you, Japan. Stop abusing my language. I'm not really appreciative of that. I put effort into saying your words right sometimes. Okay, maybe not all the times, but I put more effort into these supposedly people who love anime more than I do, even though I totally bigger otaku and they just suck at being otaku and smart. Yeah, they say it horribly, but yeah, why do you have to abuse my language so much? And enough of that rant on English, because I very much appreciate that someone's trying to speak English, even if they're not doing it as well as I wish they would, but oh well. Yeah. Holic. Yeah, I guess the episodes, I feel they're a little bit more tied together than they were in the first season. I've read one volume of the manga, and it's not all that faithful, but I don't really care. I'm not one of those nitpicky people who are all about, you have to... Okay, I'll say this. If it's better than the manga, do whatever you want. If the manga's better, then you gotta be doing something wrong. Okay, I guess that's the verdict, I gotta say. Now I'm waiting for how Watanuki gets his eye back after from the spider sacrificing his right eye for Domeki's right eye, even though Watanuki was the one who should be punished, and Domeki got punished for breaking his spider web. Oh my goodness. Oh well. That's not that interesting. Not a much of stuff to talk about, because I'm absolutely horrible at what I do. Yeah. Anyways. What else do I have to talk about? Oh, it's like 17 minutes. Oh my goodness. I think I'll go to break. Because I'm awful, remember? I'm really bad at what I do. And then I'll talk about the rest of Space Santa. Alright?
This is your average moe-loving podcast. And this is the world's manliest podcast. This is the world's manliest podcast, promising you boobs, explosions, giant robots, and rock music! Visit us at youreallydead.com. Yeah!
Alright, so I said that Space Santa was really awful, and... if you couldn't guess by listening to the last episode, then... Well... But, yeah. Here's what happens. Okay, so, Kenshiro. Well, I mean, not Ken... To avoid issues, Ken, even though it's totally just Kenshiro shortened. But anyways, Ken and the robot, they encounter some homosexual thugs. I mean, like, pink leotards and purple, all that stuff, just like in Fist of the North Star, inspired by Fist of the North Star and JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, but mostly Fist of the North Star, even though I like JoJo's, but I mean... Fist of the North Star. And he makes their heads explode with basically physics. He makes them a tiny nuclear explosion. I am ignoring all rules of nuclear energy and all that and just using it as an awesome plot device to make people's heads explode. And the robot's all like, yo, I want to be your partner, dude. I mean, disciple. And Ken's all like, I'm not sure. He's all like, okay, I'll have a robot. He's all like, oh, cool. And, like, Lucy and Santa fight, Space Santa fight. And, Space Santa is losing because Lucy is just so much bigger in force. And she's, like, totally winning. And then, like, Santa is forced to retreat into the Martian atmosphere. And after telling all the young people to leave, he launches, him and the remaining old guys, launches themselves out of cannons into Lucy's ships. And they manage to, doing that, they manage to get Lucy hostage and end the fight. So, they're having peace discussions. They're all like, yeah, what are we going to do now? It's going to be peace. And then this assassin from Mars, this special tribe who hates all the Earth forces and Lucy and her guys, she kills Santa, and she's trying to kill Lucy too, but she kills Santa first. And obviously she's stopped before she can kill Lucy. And it gets heard like wildfire from Earth to Mars and all over everywhere. Ken hears about it. It goes all emo and cries like a man. He cries manly tears, but I mean he cries. And then Adam is so confused seeing Ken cry, he goes off and malfunctions to death, kind of. And then he is never seen again. That's how useful he was. Yeah. And then Ken realizes that he must kill Lucy. 5 years later, okay, they're on Earth. Lucy has conquered the entire solar system. And they're all like, yo, we're gonna mourn for all the people who died. And they're mourning over Santa, and Kenshiro comes up and kills a high official. And then a subordinate of Lucy, a lizard man dude, he's totally awesome. He has like the soul fist, which is basically a hot punch. And like he fights Ken, and Ken wins, but a dove from heaven comes down. It's all like, yo, you gotta stop fighting, and I'll let you guys go as long as you understand your mission, yo. And like, the lizard man loses his other lizard half, and he's just a man. And Santa goes off to Mars and kills the entire tribe where the assassin came from. And Lizard Man, totally, well, not Lizard Man anymore, just a man, totally marries Lucy, because they're all hot for each other. Then they have an empire. Then it gets taken over by a bigger empire. And then, 6 billion years pass. Earth has been consumed by the sun, and all life on Mars, as we know it, is being destroyed by the hot sun. And Adam wakes up. Yes, Adam. 6 billion years later. And he encounters a lizard man! Oh my goodness, who could have guessed? It was a lizard man's other half. He had been alive for the 6 billion years, preserving whatever he could. And they talk. And the lizard man's other half is so happy that he could have something to talk to because all the robots broke. And all his other animal companions are all dead. Because no one could live that long. For some reason, he could. And then an angel, not a dove this time, an angel, comes down from heaven. Is all like, yo, lizard dude, you gotta go. It's time for you to go to heaven. And it's like, Adam, you gotta go see the end of the universe with a bunch of cool people like the Loch Ness Monster and Space King. Yeah. Lots of cool stuff happens, and then that is the end. That's how it ends. The end of the universe and time as we know it. That's what Adam gets to see. And then, obviously, because the universe and time ended, he ends, and he goes to heaven, and it's all cool. The end. Alright, so that was awful. That was, like, the most ridiculous Fist of the North Star in space thing I could think of. Like I told you, it was obviously written under the influence of, oh my goodness, I have to finish this in time. And that's what happens when I'm rushed. I think of really crazy things. And right now, I gotta edit this down and release it to be cool. What is this, like episode 5, I believe? Like an actual episode 5? That's how awful I am. How long have I been around? Anyways, if I would love feedback, please, if you can, email me at oceanmonsterotaku@gmail.com. The website is graruru.blogspot.com, graruru.blogspot.com. Leave a comment on the post, probably message me or whatever. It's all cool. I would really appreciate feedback. I want to know what I'm doing wrong, especially since I'm not organized. Also, this is a tremendous experiment because I have never recorded in stereo before. I've always recorded in mono. Now I'm trying to see what this is like recording in stereo. I mean, if you don't like it or too loud or whatever, just tell me. I have no idea what I'm doing. That's just how it is. Sometime soon I'll be able to get a co-host on and we'll be all talking Spanish, because I love Spanish. No, I seriously, I think Spanish is awesome. Much better than biology. Even though I make an A in biology. It's only because I can, not because I enjoy it. Go math! Anyways, see you later, America!